Human rights groups and international diplomats are denouncing the continued shutdown of Twitter in Nigeria. The government banned the social media network last week, cut off access to it on most communications networks, and is threatening to prosecute anyone using it. NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari went on Twitter last week and blasted suspected militants in the volatile southeast of the country. Buhari made reference to Nigeria's bloody civil war from 1967 to 1970, in which insurgents attempted to set up an independent Biafra state for the Igbo people. The president threatened to treat those misbehaving today in the language they understand. Twitter erupted in indignation.
I totally condemn the tweet from the president, where the president is threatening the Igbo people. He's threatening them with what happened in 1967.
An activist who was also involved in the Bring Back Our Girls movement, Aisha Somtochukwu Yasufu, quickly launched an I Am Igbo campaign on Twitter. President Buhari is ethnically Fulani and fought against Igbo independence in the Biafra War. In a video posted before the platform was shut down, Yasufu said the president's tweets were unspeakable and stoking ethnic divisions.
No Nigerian is more Nigerian than any Nigerian. And this country belongs to all of us. And nobody will denigrate anyone of us from being fully Nigerian.
Twitter eventually deleted the controversial tweet from the president, saying it violated its terms of service. Nigeria responded by banning the social network nationwide. The Minister of Information made the announcement on Twitter's suspension on Twitter.